Evening, sports fans. Welcome to game number 3 of our Saturday afternoon and evening Section 4 football playoffs. As we have said, this is basically a battle of East and West. Representing the western part of Section 4, it is a Class D semifinal playoff game involving the Groton Indians. They come into this broadcast with an impressive 7-1 record. They finished 3-0 in Division 9 play, winning that conference.
And good evening, everyone. I'm Billy Blake. Representing the East in tonight's game is the Harpersville Hornets. They went 3-0 in Division 8 play. They were 7-1 overall on the season, good enough for first place in their respective division.
So, Harry Graves here. It's time for football on WCDO, part of your Saturday afternoon triple header.
And this is the third and final game of our broadcast. It's been quite the day here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. It's a great turf field that also serves as the regular season home for the Binghamton Patriots and the St. Catholic Central Saints.
And in the other games that you may or may not have followed today, Unitigo went up against Tioga in an 11 o'clock contest this morning for the Class D semifinal. That was captured by Tioga 26-21. And then Sydney just fell victim by a 17-13 score in a Class C contest at 5 o'clock. Sandwiched in between those two games is a contest that we did not broadcast. That one was between Lansing and powerful Shenango Forks. The Forks won that one 48-12.
The kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in today's game and throughout the season.
This game, a contest between the Harpersville Hornets and the Groton Indians, is being played in front of Finger Lakes Board officials. So we have not Southern Tier, not Oneonta area, but we have Finger Lakes officials in this contest coming up tonight. We want to say a big hello to all of the listeners in Radio Land from not only the Harpersville area, but also any of those of you who are choosing to join us via the web from the Groton area. So Groton listeners, always welcome. And we want to talk about the web services that have been recently introduced by WCDO. And those services make it possible for anybody anywhere to listen to us. During the game between the Sydney Warriors and the Waverly Wolverines, we happened to be checking the logs, and we had listeners from California, from Virginia, from New Jersey, from Florida, Illinois, Texas, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Connecticut. So no matter where you're listening to us from, welcome. We like your ears. And if you happen to have the opportunity, do send us an email. I believe that's posted up on the website, and they can tell you the emailing instructions. But we're always interested in knowing where you're from. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups in just a moment. It's Saturday Night Football on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hawkins Homes supports high school football on WCDO. Hawkins Homes Route 79 in Harpersville says hurry. Don't miss your chance to save literally thousands of dollars on lot models. They need to move their lot models to make room for new homes. There are four double wides and one single wide left, and their prices have been slashed. These are top quality Ritz-Craft and Titan homes, and they must go. Some features include stone fireplace, walk-up attic, all drywall, tile flooring, Corian countertops, 9-foot ceilings, laminate flooring, and much more. And I repeat, you will save thousands of dollars at Hawkins Homes now. If you're in the market for a custom modular home, Hawkins has three for you to see, including full basement. Before you buy, check out Hawkins Homes, Route 79 in Harpersville, next to Marabito Convenience Store. During their lot model sale, you'll save thousands of dollars. Go to HawkinsHomesLLC.com to find out more. Call 693-2551. Everyone at Hawkins Homes wishes the best of luck to the Harpersville Hornet, Sydney Warrior, and Unitego Spartan football teams this weekend.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here for the contest between the Indians of Groton High School and the Hornets of Harpersville. Billy, we're going to be seeing the ball received by the Harpersville Hornets. So why don't you go on and give us the offensive team first for the Harpersville Hornets.
And they are led by the sophomore quarterback, Devin Dean, 5'11", 180 pounds. Devin Dean is the sophomore quarterback. The center is junior Silas Weckel. The guards, couple seniors, Dylan McCaffrey and Brendan Van Etten. The tackles, junior Scott Gregory and senior Nate Massey. On the ends, senior Taylor Niles and junior John Andrews. And in the backfield for the Hornets, couple of juniors, Andrew Kimmel and Stephen Lee. And then the senior and older brother of Devin Dean is Mason Dean. Looking at these two teams, no common opponents playing in different divisions in Class D. Groton has played one game here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. That was when they played against the Seton Catholic Central States, and the Indians won that game narrowly by a score of 22-20. If you look at the points for and points against, the slight edge goes to the Harpersville Hornets. They've scored 287 points on the year. They've only allowed 91. Groton has scored a little less and allowed a little more. The Indians have scored 182 points while allowing 111.
So the officials are now getting things ready to go out in the front of the center of the field, and we're going to be having football coming up for you in just a moment or two. So while the players are on the field and the Groton Indians are having their last second huddle We will turn things over to Mr. Billy Blake for the first quarter play-by-play.
Thank you very much, Harry, and we are underway in the finale of this triple header on WCDO. And it's Mason Dean with a good return for the Hornets out across his own 40-yard line. He's tripped up from behind at his own 42. The Hornets in their visiting jerseys, they're wearing the white tops with the blue trousers outlined with the blue numbers, and the Grind Indians in their home red jerseys with the white numbers and the black bottoms.
We had the opportunity to see Groton in a game a week ago, and up on their home field, played at Ross Field in Groton. This is the first time we've had the opportunity to see them on the turf.
And here's the first play from scrimmage, and it's not a huge gain for the Hornets. Andrew Kimmel was in the backfield. He got a gain of a couple, and it will be second down and 8 for Harpersville from their own 44-yard line. Pretty good showing here for both fans on teams of both sides. The finale, it's been a long day for many people here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, but both teams are fresh, ready to go in this Class D semifinal, and it's Devin Dean, the sophomore, on the option keeper. He crosses midfield. He's to the Groton 42-yard line for the first down.
Oh, good play that time. Good play all the way down the line. That will get down to the 42-yard line. Good pickup by Dean.
Mason Dean had a huge game in the Class D quarterfinal last week against Union Springs. First and 10 from the 42. Mason Dean gets the fake. It's Devin Dean who actually has the ball, and Devin Dean down to the 33-yard line, close to a first down.
So both teams both maturing, and that is not the case, because Devin Dean is the one who is maturing. We've been watching Devin Dean for the last couple of seasons and been impressed with him. But Devin, the younger brother, getting good running that time, picking up the better half of 9.5 yards.
Second and inches at the Groton 32-yard line. They send Stephen Lee in motion, and Stephen Lee gets the ball. He runs up the middle, but the Groton Indians hold up at their end of the bargain on that one. Number 49, Joey Scaglione, was the first one there defensively to wrap up Lee.
Right, but it's first down for the Harpersville Hornets, as Lee was able to get what he needed. He only needed about a half a yard.
Winner of this game will go on to take on the Tigers from Tioga, who won earlier today against the Unitigo Spartans. That game was several hours ago here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Devin Dean on the quarterback keeper. He's able to pick up a few yards. He's down to the Groton 25 or 26-yard line.
Oh, Devin Dean that time really took a punishing, but he managed to pick up about 5 yards on that play.
Under 10 minutes to go, I should say. We're just over 2 minutes into this contest, and the Harpersville Hornets receiving the ball to start this game and driving right down the field. Second and 5 from the 25.
We said before that the winner of this contest will be playing in the finals. Right now, that's still set for next week at UE, pending the weather.
And they pitch it out to Mason Dean, and Mason Dean, the senior with a whole lot of running room, he's inside the 20-yard line for the Harpersville first down.
Yeah, exactly. He started at the 25. He will get down inside the 15 to about the 13. Give Mason 12 on that one. And Mason Dean has put the Hornets in excellent field position. We're going to have Morgan, excuse me, we're going to be fighting this all night, Billy. We've got the listing from Groton by class.
And there's a fumble, but Andrew Kimmel is able to fall on it for Harpersville, and the Hornets avoid the turnover.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where they went to Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel put his head down and just was going for it, but he was not able to get going where he wanted to. That ball came loose, and he quickly, very alertly, fell on it. Actually, now it is going to be a second down, and we'll call it about 8. The ball is spotted right at the 11-yard line.
Andrew Kimmel in the backfield, two wide receivers. Stephen Lee goes in motion, and Stephen Lee gets the ball on the option from Devin Dean, and Stephen Lee is down inside the 7-yard line. He is tackled at the 5.
Yeah, he was hit at the 5, actually by two red shirts from the Groton Indians. It was one of those where you saw the top of his body going in one direction while his feet were going in the opposite direction. Harpersville knocking at the door. They have the ball at the 5-yard line, 3rd down and 2 for the first down.
Kimmel and Mason Dean in the backfield. Devin Dean gives it to his older brother, Mason Dean, and Mason Dean punches his way into the end zone on 3rd and short. And the Harpersville Hornets drive right down the field. They take a little more than 4 minutes off the clock. And with 7:45 to play in the first quarter, the Hornets strike first. They have a 6-0 lead.
Oh, I'm telling you, Mason Dean, and actually all of the Harpersville Hornets just simply look like they want things badly. That may have an awful lot to do with this ball game.
Extra point attempt by the Hornets is up and through the uprights, and Harpersville takes a 7-0 lead with 7:45 to play in the first quarter. This is Saturday night Class D semifinal action on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Philly, we have discussed before streaks and the situation that Harpersville has had.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs.
Seasons. They want things badly. That may have an awful lot to do with the outcome of this game.
And Groton will get their hands on the football for the first time tonight, and they get a return out to their own 39-yard line. Pretty good return there. And the Groton Indians, led by their quarterback Jeff Hatfield, make their way onto the field for the first time. And let's take a quick look at their starting lineup. As I just said, Jeff Hatfield is the quarterback, the junior, 6'1", 175. The center is Zach Ossett. Tackles, Jake O'Brien and Don Evener. Guards, Chris Van Benschoten and Isaac Wright. On the ends are Zach Diedrichson and Anthony Goodsell. And in the backfield, junior Zeke Wright, joined by seniors Joey Scaglione and Damian Young. And the first play from scrimmage for the Indians goes to Zeke Wright, the junior. 5'11", 185. He picks up 3 yards on the ground. Zeke Wright was instrumental in last week's win over Bainbridge Guilford.
Excellent stop that time by John Andrews, 6'3", 192-pound junior. He held the ball carrier to about 3 yards.
2nd and 7 for the Indians from their own 42. 3 in the backfield for Hatfield. And it's pitched out to Zeke Wright. Zeke Wright running to the left, and Mason Dean makes the tackle at his own 45-yard line.
Boy, we talked last week that Zeke Wright is one really powerful runner. We saw him time and time and time again. This time he'll pick up 4, 4.5 yards. It'll bring up what we'll call a 3rd and still about 4. The ball spotted down just inches on the high side of the 45-yard line.
6.5 minutes to play in counting, opening quarter. 3rd and short for Groton. Zeke Wright gets the call again, and he is down at his own 49-yard line, and this will be close to the first down marker. Official comes in and spots the ball right on the 50 and signals it's an Indian first down.
Damian Young, one of the players that we had seen so much of last year, or last week, was in there well out of the play. But Damian Young doing a little bit of the wide receiving for the Indians.
1st and 10 right at the 50-yard line for Groton. 2 receivers for Hatfield, 1 off to the right, another to the left. But it's a run for the fullback Joey Scaglione, and the 200-pound senior goes up the middle for 5 yards.
Caglione just simply put his head down that time and just burst through. We talk a little bit of shop around here. Sometimes things go your way. In the press box today, they handed out the rosters for Groton, and they're not in numeric order. They're not even alphabetic order. They're in class order.
Second and five at the 45-yard line. A pitch to the outside to Zeke Wright, and he is wrapped up by Stephen Lee before he could turn the corner.
Yeah, no gain whatsoever for Zeke that time. And he went far to the far side, right in front of the Harpersville bench. Stephen Lee came over, cut him down right at the line of scrimmage. It will be about a third and six situation.
A loss of about a yard on the pitch out to Zeke Wright.
Maybe we've been doing too many football games today. Maybe that's it. Now we're once again going to have Damian Young split way out to the near side. Diedrichson to the far side.
And the pass is complete to Damian Young, and Young breaks a tackle. He's inside the 30, inside the 20. He breaks another tackle, and Damian Young is in the end zone. Touchdown, Groton.
So 46 yards, that touchdown pass to Damian Young. So now we have ourselves a 7-6 ball game. And lots of whooping it up. The stands right in front of us happen to be the Indians fans, the Harpersville Hornets across the field. So 7-6 is our score on a pass play that came up at 4:25. So about 3 minutes after a Harpersville score, we have a score for the Groton Indians.
Groton will go for the two-point conversion. Zeke right on the carry, but he will not cross the goal line. Two-point conversion fails, and despite the Groton touchdown, Harpersville leads it 7-6. With 4:25 to play in quarter number one of this triple header finale on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla?
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right.